Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Colossians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before, in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Ross Shaver from Zion Lutheran Church in Nampa, Idaho.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father. His opening blessing, written by St. Paul to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ in Colossae, informs the opening blessing of many of our sermons. As God's word is proclaimed to us, this is what we receive: the grace and the peace of God, all because of Jesus. And maybe nowhere else in Scripture is it so clearly articulated than here in Colossians chapter 1. After thanking God for his grace and peace given to the Colossians, St. Paul tells them that he continues to pray that they grow in their saving knowledge of Christ, in their wisdom, their understanding, and walk in the manner worthy of the Lord. And we know this is no easy task, for our sinful nature and the devil attack us at every turn. And what are we to do in the midst of such things? St. Paul directs our attention to the only solution, to our only hope and to our only comfort, Jesus the Christ. This Jesus, the very image of the invisible God by whom all things were made, has been made visible and tangible for you. As he is the beginning, the firstborn of creation, also the firstborn from the dead. In him the fullness of God dwells. And because of this, as the head of his church, his body, he gathers his people from all ends of the earth to himself, so that by virtue of your baptism, you are brought from darkness into the kingdom of God, qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. This is not your own doing, but it is the work of our gracious God. This baptism into Christ works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. The death of the very Son of God, the very blood of Christ upon the cross, earn that forgiveness of your sins. And where there is forgiveness, there is also life and salvation. That forgiveness of sins then reconciles us to God the Father. And this is our greatest need. For our sin alienates us as the creation from our Creator. Our sinful nature and our sinful thoughts, words, and deeds are hostile towards God, separating us from Him, from His love, from His mercy, His grace, and His peace. No matter how hard we try, we cannot bridge this gap. We cannot fix our broken relationship with our Creator. But the Creator of all things in heaven and on earth is also the one who reconciles us to Himself. This Christ restores the image of God that was lost in the fall. You see, this is no God who simply creates and then stands back to watch it all unfold, but the one who continues to be involved in His creation, continues to be involved in the lives of His people. This word of truth, this gospel of Christ, this good news, then, is for you. That by the blood of Christ, you have peace with God, no longer alienated from the Creator, nor enslaved by a sinful nature. The word of truth is for you. It is for your neighbor. It is for your family member, for your friend that are still stuck in the domain of darkness, that they too might see the light of Christ, that they too might be presented to God in all of the splendor and holiness of Christ. So as you struggle in this life, continue in that true faith. The hope of the gospel is not wishful thinking, and it is not blown about by the shifting wind, because that hope is laid up for you in heaven. It is stable and steadfast against any and all attacks, for Christ has died for you, to present you now holy and blameless and above reproach to God the Father, that upon that great day of the Lord at the resurrection of the dead, you may stand with all the saints and the faithful brothers in Christ to receive the full inheritance of eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ross Shaver from Zion Lutheran Church in Nampa, Idaho, for today's meditation on God's Word.